This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. You had an entertaining All-Star game last night. If you were into that, you definitely had some Met Yankee action as now we turn towards more trades in Major League Baseball and in the NBA. As we wake up this morning, looks like Kawhi Leonard on the move to the Raptors with DeMar DeRozan in that deal. That just happening a little while ago. But, of course, going to be at the baseball this morning, Boomer, as it always is around here. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm a little down this morning, Gio.
Why is that?
You know what? Because I've been reading about Rob Manfred and Tony Clark talking about bringing the DH to the National League.
It's not going to happen, I don't think.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to happen, man.
No,
I don't like
it.
And I don't like it one bit.
Didn't Manfred said, like...
Nah, they're talking about that there's all this momentum and everything.
Well, that's what Tony Clark said, momentum amongst players.
Let me explain something to you. I'm an old school guy. You know, I appreciate a nice bunt, a sacrifice, a double switch. You know, the little things in baseball that make baseball what baseball is. Now, last night watching, saw a lot of home runs, saw a lot of walks, saw some strikeouts. That's baseball, right? And, you know, Aaron Judge has got special written all over him. You know, he's got like Jeter-esque tendencies. He does things in big spots and does things with class and dignity. And he's just such a great guy that, you know, it's hard not to root for the guy. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want the National League to be messing around with the DH. I just don't want it. I don't want to hear about all this, you know, we don't want pitchers swinging. And, of course, Jacob DeGrom hurts his elbow swinging. I mean, they're athletes. Let them hit.
Yeah, well.
And it just changes the game. It just changes the game significantly. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Mickey Callaway's having such a hard time. Because it is a little bit tougher to manage in the National League. It is a little bit tougher to figure out, you know, who you're bringing in, who the matchups are, where the double switches take place, and should you hit and run? Well, God forbid anybody hits and runs anymore. I mean, just the old school parts of baseball that made baseball so special. And now they want to get rid of it, and
Manfred's on your side, though. There's nothing to worry about. He's on your side. I think the most likely outcome at this point remains status quo.
You know what? I don't, and I guess the fans and the millennials and this one and that one, at the end of the day, it's really going to come down to the National League owners and whether or not they have guts to keep the game the way it should be played, and that is with the pitcher hitting. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel, and I woke up this morning disgusted about it.
Oh, stop.
So
you did not.
I mean, yes,
you're falling
also,
into the All-Star break trap.
And then I also got disgusted.
You fell into the All-Star break trap.
And then I also got disgusted that I didn't want it to happen. I was actually glad that it didn't happen. I was texting with a buddy of mine yesterday who happens to be a huge Dodger fan. And when I left here yesterday, you had me so convinced that Manny Machado was going to the Phillies.
Yeah, I was convinced.
I texted to him. I said, you know what? It looks like he's going to the Phillies. My man next to me is very rarely wrong. He's usually on top of these things. And now I find out this morning that it looks like he's going to the Dodgers.
Well, that's a good thing.
So now my buddy's all jacked up.
Yeah, I know. That's a good thing that he's going to the Dodgers for Mets fans, for sure. Because I do think that the Phillies got him. They had the intention of signing him. He may even there in the offseason as well.
Now,
but yes.
Supposedly, they're saying the Dodgers are giving up five prospects.
They better re-sign him.
If he's worth five prospects and you're renting him,
better.
I don't know who the prospects are. I don't know where they
rank. There's one guy.
I don't know where they rank on prospecting rankings.
There was one guy who had two home runs in that Futures game that I guess they're putting in the package that everybody said, wow, that's the one that got it done.
So what's my next question?
What are the Yankees going to do now that Machado is out?
What is DeGrom worth?
Oh, God, stop. I don't know. He gave a home run last night. His value plummeted.
No, I don't think so. You know, I do like one thing I do like that Fox does during the All-Star game is I like that they interview the players during the inning. Bryce Harper and, of course, Mike Trout.
Yep.
And then Mike Trout comes up the next inning and hits a bomb.
Yeah,
so
and
I
it was
do
just
like that.
It
I
was
like that
it was unbelievable that here's Bryce Harper extolling the virtues of the Mets staff.
Yes,
so he's like, how about this DeGrom? Huh? I mean, they got three guys. We got to deal with them in the NL East: DeGrom, Syndergaard, and then Wheeler. He didn't mention Mats. He goes, and then Wheeler. I mean, you got guys just humming it up there, 100 miles an hour. I mean, they are just so tough and so good. And whap, he goes up. There's a home run. That one's gone. It was just ironic.
Yeah, it's one of those things that happen. I mean, you know, it's Mike Trout, right?
But it just the timing of it.
It's kind of like Mike Trout and Aaron Judge. You know, they do. They have special written all over them, man. And Bryce Harper like was asked by Buck last night. You know, let's face it. Trout is the best player in the game. Now Harper kind of interestingly answered it. You know, oh yeah, one of the top players in the game. If you don't know that, then you don't know baseball. Like mm-hmm. he didn't like actually confirm what Joe Buck was asking him. He just kind of, you know, but I guess if you're Bryce Harper, you don't answer it that way.
Yeah.
You answer it the way that he answered it.
Right. I mean, you're not going to say somebody else. I mean, even though he's had a down year, he's going to want his agent to sell every team on the fact that Bryce Harper is going to be the best player in the game if he isn't already. But it was just for this 2018 season to see Aaron Judge hit a home run that Luis Severino catches in the bullpen, which was just poetic, where he stands up, he's in there, and he catches it, and then Jacob DeGrom gives up a home run. It's like, this is just perfect.
So the Yankees were poetic last night.
They were.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
You see that?
Yeah, he's poetic.
It was.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about a...
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're watching on CBS Sports Network.
Well, I told you, the guy's got special written all over him.
I know. Well, of course. But, I mean, didn't you, as a Mets fan watching this last night, you did not say, isn't that just perfect for this season?
No, I figured the kid was going to hit a bomb. I really did.
No, but it's just...
I was like Justin Verlander.
Everything coming up all Yankees again.
This guy's hitting a home run. I just know it.
Yeah, I mean, coming up all Yankees again.
No, it's actually coming up all Astros.
Well, yeah, at the end of the game, yes.
Well, where it matters the most.
Right, but it doesn't matter because it's an all-star game and it's an exhibition, so
yeah,
it doesn't matter at all.
But you know what? The one thing I will say is you can see the pitchers throwing up over 100 miles an hour. Many of them, it means a lot to them.
Yeah, I mean, sure, okay. It means they want to go out there, they want to play well, and it was an entertaining night. But I mean,
unlike the other All-Star games, you know, those guys are out there trying to get their job done.
Yeah,
wouldn't you say?
Sure, but they're still having fun.
Sure, they are.
Right.
I mean, they got the interview going on in the outfield and all that other stuff. Yeah, I get all that stuff. It was great. I don't know where the ratings are. I know the ratings were down for the Home Run Derby this year compared to last year when Aaron Judge was in it. About 2.6 million viewers were off this year's Home Run Derby for ESPN. So Aaron Judge is a marketable player, obviously, and he is a mammoth. And, you know, it was kind of funny how they showed he and Mike Trout side by side. Now, Mike Trout looks like a linebacker.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Judge looks like, you know, Rob Gronkowski out there in left field.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah, and they were talking about that during that interview. But it was a nice night for Major League Baseball outside of the fact that they had to deal with this Josh Hader thing, this Brewers pitcher who had this Twitter history, this classic story now where people get their Twitter combed through from years ago and then there ends up being some horrible things on there. And then a guy has to deal with answering questions about it.
So how old is Josh Hader right now?
He's 24.
And how old were these tweets?
He was 17 when it happened.
All right. So he should know better, right?
Right.
Don't you think?
He should. Now, his explanation was that he was a child. He said he was a child. And then when you do things at that age, when you're 17, you tweet out what's on your mind.
I mean, he's kind of right in that regard. I mean, you'd like to think that 17's a little bit past the child stage. Like, I'm thinking,
of course
like,
it is.
I think like 13, 14, and 15, you're a basic moron walking around just doing whatever you want to do, and then you end up paying a price. Just kind of like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
This one was worse.
That one was much younger, and this one tends to be a little bit worse.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, on there, and I'm not going to repeat any of it. I'm sure if you really want to find it, you can go out there and find it. But it was one of the worst I've seen as far as going back, because there's been several of these now where people go back and they find some of this stuff. And, you know, he answered questions, and, I mean, his explanation was not great. I mean, I don't know if anything is going to happen to him. I don't think anything can happen to him. I think Lorenzo Cain spoke about it after the game, and he said, I know Josh Hader as a good guy and a good teammate, and I had a conversation with him, and you say some dumb stuff when you're young, and I'm okay with it. So he'll probably have to talk to his other teammates and explain himself. But quite frankly, I mean, his explanation after the game was not a good one. And it kind of stinks that this happened during an All-Star game experience for him. But, you know, you do stuff like that, you leave it out there, and it just sits there for years and years and years. You don't think to yourself, wow, I'm in the big leagues now. I'm an All-Star. Maybe I should go back and see if I tweeted anything stupid. This is what's going to happen to you.
Again, what it is, it's a cautionary tale. Now, he's lucky that he has a skill that people want to buy and want to pay for, and he's good at it. That's why he was an All-Star. But there are so many other people. Look, I don't know what the world is going to look like when your daughter grows up. Mm-hmm. I know that my kids grew up right in the middle of all this nonsense. You know what I mean? And you try to tell them, and you just sort of say, hey, man, you got to be really careful what you're putting out there. And it's almost like people put stuff out there for validation. Like, they want to be liked. They want to be like, oh, I was really, you know, unique, and I came up with something cool, and look at me. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. And, you know, after a while, it just gets sickening. You know,
yeah.
It's like the Kardashian effect. It's like you see that they have made close to $1 billion just basically putting their crap out there.
Well, that Kylie now she's a billionaire. She's like the youngest billionaire. But I saw something the other day that said you only live once, so make sure you spend 20 hours a day on the internet seeking validation from strangers.
Right, exactly.
which is what so many people do. But that's a different.
I'll use.
There you go. That's perfect.
That's a different story.
And by the way, you know, the other thing that came out of the All-Star game this past weekend or the week was how Rob Manfred was saying that Mike Trout limits like his own exposure. Like, he doesn't go out there and promote himself. He's not involved in like a lot of different commercial campaigns and things. All the guy is a baseball player and a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
Right. So, I mean, has he got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
No, but does Manfred have a problem with that?
No, I think he was, in some ways, I think it was kind of like a really nice compliment to a guy who loves the game, who everybody recognizes as the best player in the game, and he just goes about his business.
Yeah, I mean, this is another one of these conversations that comes up during the All-Star break that I said would come up, where people now have to figure out the face of baseball and the popularity and who's the youngest star. Here, this is all you need to know about baseball. Baseball is every year becomes more and more regional, and you love your team, you know your players, you watch them on your local network, and nationally, it doesn't resonate.
I don't know about that.
It resonate.
Right, so I'm a 57-year-old fan, so I've been around a long time, and I've been watching baseball a long time, much like many of our listeners have. I have to tell you, I think Bryce Harper was right last night. He said, man, you take a look at all these young, great players.
Sure, but nationally, it doesn't resonate.
I don't know. You know, I think Aaron Judge does resonate nationally. I think, you know, that, you know, Justin Verlander I don't know, are they married? I guess they are married. And Kate Upton, I think they do resonate for different reasons. You know,
not like some of these other sports.
I know. It's not like basketball. Basketball, every minute you turn around, there's something going on in basketball.
Right. And it's also, you know, there's so many fans of just players. So it's not like you're a fan, like, especially around here these days, because the Knicks have been so bad. But
how do you say that, you know, Aaron Judge is a national person. He's a national guy. I mean, so is, and so is Mike Trout, and so is Bryce Harper. Yeah, I think those guys are all national crossover
guys. Not like
guys.
NFL guys and not like NBA guys. It's not even close. Not even close. It's a regional thing. It's about teams. It's not about individuals.
So would you say then it would be probably most likely LeBron James, Steph Curry, the two top personalities in all of professional sports?
You
throw Tom Brady in there. You throw Aaron Rodgers in
there.
Right,
you could. Yeah, of course, because football is the most popular. Yeah. I mean, it'd take a long time before you get down to a baseball player. It would. But
no,
it's just,
I think Aaron Judge is higher than you think, man. I'm telling you. I think he's. I just think he's captivated all baseball
because
fans.
We're around here.
Well, I think people know who he is because of
they might
his size,
know who he is, but
the
he's not
runs, the amount of home runs that he hits, and when he does hit a home run, dare I say it, that it kind of looks like when Mark McGwire used to hit home runs. Like you wanted to watch it.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm not talking about the steroid ass, but I'm just talking about the physical ability to hit a home run and to look a certain way when you hit the home run. Like that bat looks like a toothpick in your hand.
Man, you fell into both traps. You took the bait on two of them.
I'm just disgusted.
You took the bait on two of them.
I'm just disgusted.
You took the bait on a DH and the face of baseball. I can't believe it. And you sucked me in.
So what? What's wrong with that?
Oh, because it sucks, those conversations.
I thought the game last night was pretty good. I liked
it.
It
was. The game was fine.
Some people, you know, have sat next to me for years and said, oh, this sucks, that sucks. I mean, this does not suck. This was good
all right.
Last night.
It was entertaining. The game was entertaining. But
you're going to sit here and tell me when you watch Chris Sale hitting 100 miles an hour that isn't entertaining?
It was.
Hell yeah, it is.
But now I'll forget about it.
All right, good.
You asked me about what happened in the All-Star game a year from now. I'm not going to think about it
at all. Now you worry about whether or not Jacob DeGrom wants to stay, doesn't want to stay, pay me, trade me. What are we doing here?
Yeah, well, he's going to stay. That also.
But they're not going to pay him.
I was wrong about Machado and the Phillies. I think I'm right about DeGrom staying. I think.
Doesn't seem like they're going to pay him, though.
Right. Because.
So what does that mean? If they don't pay him, like Al, if they don't pay Jacob DeGrom right now and give him a new contract before next season starts. So I guess we got about 6 months to get through all of this stuff before arbitration, all that stuff. What do you think happens?
Nothing.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Pay me now or it's time to part ways.
Yes. Yeah. See, there you go.
Right. It's just going to keep pitching. That's what's going to happen. Going to keep pitching.
But he's going to be unhappy.
Okay. Does he seem like that type of guy who's going to cause a big fuss? I don't think so.
Well, this was a fuss. It's a little bit of a fuss. This had some fuss on it.
It grew some fuss?
It had some fuss.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit of fuss, but it's not like the Mets are answering. It's not like it's a back and forth. It was the agent said some stuff, and once they start playing games again.
The best thing they can do is just not answer a question until, you know, somebody like Mike Puma or somebody accosts them in a hallway over there at Citi Field, but... I think of Al as being fussy. Mm-hmm. Al's a fussy person.
Is he?
Don't you think?
I don't think so. I mean, not that much.
Eddie, you know Al better than anybody.
Yeah, fussy. That's a good word.
Definitely fussy.
High
right?
maintenance.
High maintenance fussy.
All right. Okay, sure.
Right, so this was a fuss.
Mm. And a timed out fuss.
Right.
He timed it when there was no news going on.
And they threw it out there, so it created...
Fuss.
Okay.
And that guy in there, Al Dukes,
he would know from fuss.
He's an expert on fuss.
All right, fine. All right, I'll yield to your fuss take, but I mean, I just don't think that it's not going to be an elongated fuss.
So it's not a dust up, it's a fuss.
Right. If it was an elongated fuss, I'd say sure. Okay, now we got a problem.
But a dust up is when we got something going back and forth. There's really nothing coming back at the moment. It's just
one-sided fuss.
Sports talk. Fuss.
Yep.
That was created by the agent and the ownership, or you know, one of the acting assistant general managers has not created the dust up yet.
Yeah, which one is going to come out and say something?
Oh,
which one takes the torch
that,
on that?
I think we're going to have a dust up. I would imagine, right? Sooner or later, we're going to have a dust up over this whole thing.
Yeah, well, let's hope, because that'll be the only interesting thing happening with the Mets for the rest of the year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.